Teresa Alonso León is unique in Oregon. She is a state legislator who is a woman, an immigrant, a Latina, and an indigenous person. She's from probably the most diverse district in Oregon, Woodburn and North Salem.
For me, it's very special to be able to say that the coming to the state legislature, I get to bring the voice of everybody who represents our district. And it's an honor for me.
Alonso León is Purépecha, a subset of Latinos that first came to Oregon in the 40s when a government program brought them here from Michoacán, Mexico.
I celebrate the indigenous side of myself. And so when I spoke to people who were Mexicano, but also indigenous, there was a lot of pride in having me.
She is one of just four Latino legislators in Salem, but they're having some impact on the House floor.
Colleagues, today I urge your support for House Bill 34.
For example, passing legislation to ban schools from disclosing personal information for the purpose of immigration enforcement.
I have heard from teachers, principals, and educators who do not know what to do to protect their students if ICE comes asking for information.
They have also passed state health coverage for undocumented children and funds for prenatal care for undocumented women, many of them indigenous. Farm Workers Union leader Ramon Ramirez estimates there are more than 20,000 Purépecha in Marion County alone.
People don't realize that there's a huge population of indigenous people, of farm workers.
The Purépecha have their own radio program with native music and a language that sounds not at all like Spanish. In total, there are an estimated 150,000 indigenous people in Oregon, with Mixtecos being the largest group. They have concentrations in Washington County, Hood River, and Springfield. They speak 17 different languages, and Ramon Ramirez says the discrimination they experienced in Mexico due to their darker skin and separate language and culture has followed them here.
A lot of internal racism, substandard housing, lack of wages, but more important was the lack of respect and dignity to these people because of their indigenous roots on the part of other Latinos.
They are subject to exploitation and sexual harassment at work in the fields. Political influence is coming slowly for Latinos. Almost 100,000 are undocumented and, of course, can't vote. But the rate of green card holders who become citizens is relatively low. And Latinos in Oregon are young. Political analyst Jim Moore at Pacific University says young people in general are far less likely to vote.
Even though the population has been growing, we haven't seen the Latino vote sweep in and say, wow, it's not just state legislators. We want to vote for people for city councils, for school boards, for county commissioners. We're not seeing that movement. It's still early days. It's been early days now for almost 30 years.
This year, we may see the influence of Latinos if Oregonians vote on a pending ballot measure. A yes vote would allow local police to help enforce federal immigration laws. Moore thinks it will be close, but Oregonians will vote no.
There is every chance that there's going to be an anti-Trump wave out there.
And while there are four Latino state representatives and a Latino population of 500,000, there are no representatives who are Asian. Asians are Oregon's second largest minority with 250,000 people, more than half of whom are immigrants, according to Joseph Santos Lyons, who heads the Asian Pacific American Network of Oregon.
Our communities have doubled in size in the past 20 years, and so the issues of our communities have also changed. We have a growing number of Asian Pacific Islanders who do live in significant poverty.
Like Latinos, Asians in Oregon tend to be young, and some are undocumented.
Oregon's statistics do mirror the national, that about 13% of undocumented immigrants are Asian Pacific Islander. So after Latinos, we're the second largest group of folks who are undocumented. And there is a lot of fear.
ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, recently reported a 25% increase in arrests of undocumented immigrants and immigrants thought to be undocumented in the Northwest in 2017. I'm Jacob Lewin, KLCC News.